was the night before Christmas, a visit from St. Moftus. Written by Das Girl. Read by Chasing River. 'Twas the night before Christmas at 221B. Celebrations were done, all departed save three. The silence grew awkward in front of the fire as each secretly hoped it was time to retire. "I'm off," Sherlock rose with a sniff and a sneer. "Can't see any further point sitting round here." To which Mycroft nodded as John drained his glass, both unduly distracted by Sherlock's fine ass. From the bedroom in moments emerged such a clatter, the two sprang from their chairs to see what was the matter. John rushed through the door as though claiming a race. In his wake, Mycroft trailed at a more sedate pace. Through the window the moon shone its bright silver glow on expanses of bare skin and long limbs below. Sherlock lay on the bed in an indolent sprawl as he hurled a succession of shoes at the wall. "Stop that," John ordered, his voice stern and clear. "We really don't need Mrs. Hudson up here." It worked, Sherlock sulked, but reclined in repose, as Mycroft and John slowly stripped off their clothes. When at last all superfluous layers had been shed, first Mycroft, then John, clambered onto the bed. John looked on with fondness as Sherlock was kissed, with a passion that showed just how much he'd been missed. Then 'twas Sherlock and John's turn, and as their mouths met, Mycroft's hands clasped them both with no hint of regret, that he'd welcomed John into the bond they had shared, in a way John had dreamt of but never have dared. As their bodies entwined in a haze of desire, their long-restrained lust only fanned the flames higher. John's head spun with pleasure, each stroke and caress, hardly knowing who touched him, but caring still less. The air quickly filled with their gasps and their groans, with whispered endearments, with sighs, and with moans. Consummation at last, in the stretch and the burn, skin slick against skin as they shuddered in turn. As I read, captivated, there rose from my right a great flourish of trumpets, a starburst of light. I turned my head, startled, from my PC's screen. Down the chimney St. Moftus burst onto the scene. His brow, how it darkened, his discomfort showed plain. His nose was all wrinkled, his whole face disdain. His grim little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his chin's gray-streaked beard was like trodden-in snow. He was pompous and plump, a right grumpy old elf, yet I curtsied towards him in spite of myself. But a shake of his head and a lift of his chin showed he dreaded and feared what I'd asked for from him. With his hands on his hips, he peered hard at my fic. Straightening up, he looked sad, and perhaps slightly sick. But his glare clearly said, as he looked straight at me, "If it's cannon you want, then that's what this shall be." As the three of them slept in a tangled embrace, Moftus turned tail and fled, flying off into space. But I heard him complain as his TARDIS took flight, "Fine, John Lockcroft for all, and to hell with tonight!"